Mark Knoll and George Marsden eloquently pointed out the importance of community to us in both the academics, in academe, and in the professions. We are designed by God for community, after all. Relationship and community are at the core of the triune God. And God created us by and in and for community. Now, all of us are not wired the same when we think about community and relationships. It's been fascinating for me to watch many of you at this conference. By this time in a conference like this, it's an introvert's nightmare. And some of you are just looking for space, and I find some of you sitting in little corners and various places in the hallways. For others of you, this is the most exciting thing you've been to in a long time. And you're just loving all of the people. But however you're wired, in terms of introversion or extroversion, we still need to be in relationship with one another. Relationship is the gracious environment of love and wisdom, a place where with others we ultimately flourish. When we think about the call of God on our lives, when we think about vocation, we must think about community. Community is important in at least three ways. First, we grow best when we are in God's intended environment. And my sense is that primary environments in which God intended us to be is the environment of community. I'm impressed with the way that Jesus talks about these things, even in the Sermon on the Mount. You know, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus addresses the issue of worry by asking the disciples to consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. His point is that God cares about the lilies and that they are more resplendent ultimately because they dwell in God's care than even Solomon in all of his glory. But the point is that lilies have the opportunity to grow and to develop because they are where God planted them to be. They don't grow on sidewalks. They grow in these wonderful fields. God accomplishes what he wants to accomplish with the lilies because they are in the environment and designed for them. Jesus goes on to say, "And you, seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And my sense is that this is a call for us, too, to live in the environment in which God designed us to live. Why is it that our needs are going to be met? Well, it's not because somehow if we sort of sit and focus intently on the face of Jesus that stuff is just going to fall out of the sky. But rather, Jesus says, seek first his kingdom. Seek first the community of the King, of being in the place where we were designed to be, and it will be there that God will nourish us with the things that we really need. Secondly, we discover who we really are in community. It's interesting for me to look back on my life and to realize that I have actually received more valuable and insightful data about my life and my gifts and my temperament, helpful things for establishing and guiding my vocation from other people, more than I have actually learned from looking at myself. Some of the things in my life that I take for granted because they are so simple or so obvious to me are sometimes the things which God has placed there to use in a very specific way in terms of my vocation or calling. What are we good at? Where are we gifted? How do our temperaments function? Where do we need to grow? These are questions which are often best answered in community. It's vital to have people in our lives who know us well and to whom we are willing to listen. Self-deception is perhaps the most common trap for those who seek to understand their calling. And finally, it is in community that we experience God's grace most clearly. I was really taken and by and needed the word that Mary Ellen Ashcroft brought to us last night about God's grace. And as I look at my life, it has most often been in the context of community that word of grace has become most concrete in my life. I need people. Life is not about us, either in our successes or in our failures. Life is about God's grace working around and through our lives to build us into the people that Christ wants us to be. One of the primary ways that God underlines grace is through community. Those who hold us when we stumble, even when we stumble badly, are often the ones who in very powerful way illustrate to us that God holds us more firmly still. And when we succeed, those who hold us and remind us that God is God and we are not is really important too. Community can come in lots of forms. And I've heard many of you talk about many forms of community which you enjoy here. Sometimes a small group of long-time committed friends who interact over distance. Sometimes a little Bible study of those who have covenanted together to get to know one another around God's Word. Sometimes it's a fellowship who grow to love each other as they share their stories. One of the faculty members here from Stanford talked about a faculty group at Stanford that has spent some wonderful time sharing their stories with one another and what that has done to bring a bonding of that group. Sometimes one faculty person was talking to me yesterday about an email prayer cluster that he has enjoyed on his campus. And he said that despite the fact that some of these people he's never met, he still has been able to get to know them in some remarkable ways over the course of sharing prayer requests and praying for one another. Or it may be a special friendship developed and sustained over time. Perhaps a colleague within your field or one outside. But whatever it is, community is an important aspect of understanding our calling, our vocation together.